BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The United States Attorney General Eric Holder has said the Pakistani Taliban were behind the attempted car bombing in Times Square in New York last week. He said the US had evidence that the militant group had recruited a Pakistani-born American citizen, Faisal Shahzad. Ali Makbul has more.
Now the American Attorney General says there's proof of Pakistani Taliban involvement, it will ratchet up the pressure on Islamabad. U.S. officials want the Pakistani army to decisively deal with the tribal region of North Waziristan, which borders Afghanistan. It is a stronghold of the Taliban, a place where they've also given safe haven to Al-Qaeda, and the area where Faisal Shahzad is reported to have trained. There are small-scale Pakistani military operations there, and frequent U.S. airstrikes have killed scores of Taliban operatives in the region, a reason given for why the Taliban would want to attack America.
Security officials in Pakistan say a man has been arrested at Karachi airport after batteries and an electric circuit were found in his shoes. The suspect, who is said to be a Pakistani citizen, was detained as he tried to board a flight to Oman. Airport security officials said he'd been checked manually after setting off an alarm. European Union finance ministers have been meeting in Brussels to discuss measures to prevent the Greek debt crisis from spreading to other countries using the euro currency. They're expected to allow eurozone countries to access an $80 billion emergency fund, but a loan guarantee scheme has been opposed by Britain. As our economics editor Stephanie Flanders reports, the financial markets in Asia and in Europe will be paying close attention to the Brussels talks.
Eurozone governments have often seemed several steps behind the markets in responding to the situation in Greece. The months of delay have raised the cost, not just for Greece, but for other countries like Portugal and Spain, and the banks that have lent them money. Now the stakes have been raised once again, and officials today have just a few hours to rewrite the rules of the Eurozone and show investors they have both the cash and the will to stand by their members.
Coalition partners of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have failed to retain their majority in regional elections in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia. During the campaign, Mrs. Merkel faced widespread criticism for agreeing to support the EU rescue package for Greece. Steve Rosenberg reports from Berlin.
Only a few months ago, Angela Merkel seemed at the pinnacle of power, re-elected Chancellor, and with the centre-right coalition she'd been campaigning for. But now, the leader who's been nicknamed Iron Angie is suddenly looking much weaker. It's only one regional election, but it matters, because defeat here deprives the Chancellor of a majority in the upper house of the German Parliament. And without that, she'll find it much harder to push through the national legislation she's planned, like tax cuts and health service reform.
World News from the BBC. The biggest party in the new British Parliament, the Conservatives, say they've had good discussions with the Liberal Democrat Party about forming a governing coalition following Thursday's inconclusive election. A senior Conservative figure said ensuring economic stability and reducing the budget deficit would be a central part of any agreement. The Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has said his Labour Party is also open to a coalition deal. The United States has warned Israel and the Palestinians not to do anything to undermine the newly resumed Middle East peace talks, which were suspended in December 2008. A State Department spokesman, Philip Crowley, said that if either party seriously undermined trust, they'd be held accountable. The indirect talks are being mediated by President Obama's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell. Football and Chelsea are English champions for the first time since 2006. In the final round of matches in the Premier League, Chelsea thrashed Wigan 8-0 to finish 1 point ahead of their nearest rivals, Manchester United. Chelsea manager Carlo Ancelotti could now beat his predecessor, Jose Mourinho. Mourinho's achievements and win both the league and FA Cup trophies. Chelsea's Didier Drogba, who scored a hat-trick, said it felt good to be back on top.
There's many ways to win, and with Jose it was one way, and we're winning, and now with Carlo it's a different way, and still winning, so it's good. It's good because after a few years of frustration, I think now we got what we want and what we deserve.
In China, a man who spent almost 10 years in prison for murder has been cleared after his supposed victim was found alive and well. A court statement said Zhao Zuohai had had a fight with his neighbour, who'd subsequently disappeared. He was charged when a headless, decomposed body was found 18 months later. The miscarriage of justice came to light when the neighbour recently returned to his village. BBC News.